Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Oh, it's Monday. No, it's Labor Day. So anybody know what Labor Day is all about? Why do we celebrate that in the United States? Well, we celebrate labor. Okay, unions. Yeah, it's about the working people in this country who built the country and, you know, did all the things, the bridge builders and, you know, construction workers and people who worked in factories. And it's about labor. It's not necessarily, well, you know, white collar, yeah, but it's mostly about people who really did a lot of work. You know, I was reading articles. Now, I know this is not the topic. The topic's about love, but I thought I'd just go off a little bit since I don't have any callers. So I thought I'd go off a little bit and talk about, you know, in this country, what we have a shortage of is trades. People going into the trades, the carpenters, the plumbers, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So we have a lack. Everybody wants to go to a four-year college and get a degree in liberal arts or something, right? But what about just going to a two-year school and getting a degree in construction management? And get into construction. What a concept, right? So that's not what we're all about. And so we're lacking people who get into the trades and who actually design and or build things and that sort of thing. And that while other countries like Germany, where it's well respected to get into the trades. Okay, well, that's enough of that. So that's what labor unions are all about, and that's what Labor Day is about, is celebrating the people who actually built the country, who put themselves in harm's way in many cases to build the buildings and build the dams and do this and do that. So we're going to talk about love. Okay, but I have quotes on love because, well, let me tell you a little bit about what I do, because I'm thinking about what is a intuitive life coach, because that's a little confusing sometimes. And some people use – some psychics or people that – you know, they say they're psychics, but they call themselves intuitive life coaches. And I'm not questioning their psychic abilities and the fact that they're able to tap into energies and receive messages and so forth and so on. And spirit is very accommodating to a lot of people, giving people what they want to hear. Believe it or not, you know, predictions, yeah, people want predictions. But what is an intuitive life coach? What is a life coach? I call it a performance coach. I call it life coach. Just basically this whole idea, what does a coach do? It helps you to improve in whatever you're doing in life. A coach can look at you and say, well, if you did this and you did that, you would play the game a little bit better, right? That's what a coach does. In sports, you take the word from coaching really comes out of the sports genre more than anything, and it's a person who helps you to achieve your goals, right? Isn't that what a coach is all about? So what is an intuitive life coach then? Intuitive life coach means I tap into my spirit group, the Sarah group, or maybe your ancestors, or maybe a famous person of some form, and help you to achieve your goals. Whatever you're putting out to the universe, this is what I want to do. I want to get married. I want to find this. I want to find that. I want a boyfriend. I want a new job. I want a new house. So a coach helps you to get there. Now, I do a lot of business coaching, which means how do I improve my business? How do I become more effective at what I do from a spiritual place? What do my spirit guides have to say about doing that? And so that's part of what I do. So today's show is about love. And so it's coaching in the area of love. But it's not just romantic love. Love is not about necessarily romance. Love takes in a lot of things. It's not just about this romantic feeling of, and I have an article that kind of differentiates between lust and love. Okay? And so we're going to talk about the aspects of love. What are the aspects of love? Now, Spirit Guides talks about the aspects of love all the time. And as I read some of the quotes, well, let me give you a biblical quote. It's one of my favorite quotes from the Bible, and I was into the Bible for many, many years and was in the ministerial program. And so it was one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and it's about love. Because it's what love is, what it's all about, right? Being connected to. So this is, see if I can get this one. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Now, apply this to your romantic or your relationship situation, right? Love is patient. Are you patient as in your relationships? Love is kind. Ooh, that's a biggie. Kind. Are you kind? Do you display kindness in your relationship or your friends or whoever your relationship is, or whoever you want to show love towards or have a loving relationship with? Are you kind? It does not envy. It does not boast. Now, that's a beautiful quote. It doesn't hold that hostile energy, and it's not proud. It's not prideful. Love is not, I'm better than you. And watch that. It doesn't dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Notice it doesn't say anything about romance here, because love is a quality of the divine. It's a quality of the essence of the highest vibration there is. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. But where there are tongues, they will be stilled. But there is knowledge, it will pass away. Love never fails. Love is the endearing quality of the universe, of God, the spirit world. And so attaining that level of love should be our goal. Okay? Is there another scripture real quick? Oh, okay. Back to 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now there are three main remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So I'm putting the emphasis here on love is not necessarily as from a romantic aspect, but love is something, it's the quality of the universe, it's the quality of the divine. Okay? And so that when we talk about love, we talk about the aspects of love. Okay, so that's our biblical take on love. Okay? So now we're going to get into love quotes. And then we'll talk a little bit more about this difference between in relationships, love versus lust, and how love develops in a relationship. One of the things I was thinking about, and I hear this a lot from people, you know, that a relationship is broke up and somebody's wanting to get back with somebody, and why? The question is, why do you want to get back with this person? And I love this because I love him or I love her. Now, you can break that down and you wonder, I always wonder, is it really love? Is it really love? Because does that person respect you? Is that person kind to you? Is that person compassionate to you? How can you truly be in the divine nature of the concept of love if that person is not displaying those things? Or is it something different? Is it a carryover from something else? And that's what we'll talk about. And I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about this. So, you know what? I'm going to do that first. I'm going to let them talk to you. My spirit group, Sarah, who's a group of teachers and masters. And I'll let them talk about love and the various aspects of love, and then we'll get into some of the articles. And if somebody wants to call in and get a message from either my spirit group, and I'll channel for you, because I like to do channeled reading, because that's much easier for me to just to go away and let them talk to you. Much rather do that. And that's kind of a fun thing to do for me. Or we'll get a message from your ancestors or your spirit guides, but most likely your ancestors, or maybe a famous person, if there's some famous person that you would like to get a message from. Okay, so I'm going to go away for a moment and let them talk to you. Then I'll come back. And I no need to tell you about what channeling is, because I've done it enough times. The human essence is built on love, both romantic love and principled love, love between two individuals, love between members of a family, love towards your pets, love towards nature, love towards the divine, love to source, love is that connection, that energy, that high vibrational feeling from the heart, from the soul you have for another individual. Or a thing, or a pet, or an animal, or a condition in your life. You love where you live, right? You love your environment. So you have this warm feeling of contentment, of peace in the environment that you're living in. So you could say that you love your environment, you love your home, because it brings on that warm, comforting feeling of security and peace when you're there. So obviously you can say you love your environment. So love transcends the different areas of your life. Now, some people like to focus love only on relationships, but it is relationships, isn't it? It really is about relationships. Not necessarily romantic relationships, but there's an aspect of love in romantic relationships that people are missing. And we'll explain that, and this is new to George, so he's kind of going, what are they talking about? There's something new, as into romantic relationships and love. Well, let's use the word friendship for a moment. That quality of connection, of knowing somebody so well that you can trust that person in any particular situation, that you can rely on that individual, that you know that that person has your back, to use an expression, that you know that person never wants to bring you harm, never wants to hurt you, that's never their intention, even though they may say things at times that are hurtful, they may do things that you kind of put you off a little bit, but their intention is, absolutely their intention is to maintain the unity within the relationship. Their purpose is to maintain the oneness of your relationship, the us versus the individuals. So that's love. That's what love is all about. That's what love in a romantic relationship is, really a deep, ingrained friendship. You're friends first. Now, you may have those emotional feelings and that warm, comforting feeling of being with that person. Now, think about that for a moment. Let's stop here. When you're with that person, how do you feel? Now, let's take away the erotic or the sexual feelings for a moment. And let's just, how do you feel secure with that person? Do you feel comfortable with that person? Do you feel like you can be very open with that person? Do you feel that you can tell them anything and that they will keep the secrets? They will keep your trust. They will keep you in a secure place. They're not going to go tell everybody about it or what you said or gossip about you. What is spoken in private and from that vulnerable place, it's between you two, isn't it? So you trust that person, and that's a friendship. And in a relationship, that's really important. So we would say love in that kind of environment is true, deep, best friends, best relationships, best friends, friendship. Absolutely. That's what you're striving to reach. is that comfortable feeling with somebody that you can trust them in all situations, that you know that they're not going to be spiteful, they're not going to carry on anger with you, that you can work through your difficulties. Have you ever been in a relationship where it seems to fall apart? Can you suddenly stop relying on that individual? You stop feeling safe around that individual, that you can be open around that individual. So your love is gone. Your love has gone. You've fallen out of that relationship. It is no longer a relationship. It's no longer love. Now, you may have these emotional connections, these carryover feelings with that person, but it's not love anymore. It's memories. It's something from the past. Maybe it's a past life. Maybe it's this lifetime, but you're reminiscing about things. You're bringing back emotions that no longer apply to your situation. So that's when George was talking about, well, why do people say that they love somebody when that person has dishonored them, disrespected them, has left them, has not shown them friendship, has not been there for them, has moved away or moved on from them, has become disloyal to them? How can they say they love that person? Well, they love an illusion. They love something that was there at one time, or they thought was there at one time. And they want that. They want the idea of being loved. And that person filled that void for a period of time, or they believe that person filled that void. So that's what they're hanging on to. If that person was coming back in their life and display the same things that they were displaying just before their relationship ended, they wouldn't have those feelings, would they? Their feelings would shift. Their feelings would go back to being disrespected, to anger, to frustration, to worry, to maybe depression over the situation. But once the person has moved away and they go back to the thinking about what it was like and how they felt and how nice it was for that short period of time, maybe it was for years, maybe it was for months, maybe it was for days, they miss that. They miss something that they had. They don't miss the person. They attach it to the person, but it's not really the person that they're missing. It's that feeling that they're missing. And so they conjure up that feeling again, that emotional connection to that person, and they place it, that emotional feeling, we should say, not about the, well, they attach it to that person. They had it for a short period of time, that feeling. And maybe it was at an early stage of the relationship, but it was very lustful and very warm and very just so, you know, amazing and magical. But that wore off. But they missed that feeling. You have an expression, you call it having that new car smell. You miss it. You miss that just euphoric feeling. So you attach that to another person that you were in a relationship with. So I love him. I love her. Now, you miss the feeling. You miss that euphoric feeling. You miss that connection that you had. You don't miss the person. You've attached it to the person, but you don't. But so how do you change that? How do you accept that that person is disconnected from that feeling? Well, that's what you do. You identify what that person's nature really is. You really have to go to your heart and say, what is this person really all about? They disrespected me. They betrayed me. They were angry with me, and they displayed anger, and they disloyal to me, and they weren't compassionate. They weren't kind. You have to recognize that they did not display the qualities of love. And so then you stop attaching those beautiful qualities to that person, because it's a lie. They're not that way. Now, maybe they could do that at some point in the future. I'm not saying that's not impossible for that person to get back to that place, but they're not in that place. They're not loyal. They're not trustworthy. They're not compassionate. They're not kind towards you. They're manipulative. They used you. So we're gonna finish this whole discussion a little bit more because George asked that question. Well, why can these people say that they love that person who's left them, and you know, you've separated, and it was a terrible breakup. How could you say you love that person? Let's just emphasize this again one more time. You don't love the person. You love that feeling. You love that emotion. You attach that to that person because you had it. You're thinking of your memories. You're thinking about what it was, but it's not in the now. You're not living in the now. You don't have that with that person now. So you don't love that person. You love the emotion, the feeling of it. And so you transfer that to that individual, but that person has an inability, is not able and not capable of giving you that. So you have to separate yourself. You can get it again. First of all, you get it by loving yourself, but we won't go there. We'll leave that one alone. You can attract someone else who can give you that feeling, but also can respect you, can be loyal, can be compassionate, can be kind. It can be a person who can be forgiving. Those are the qualities that you're looking for. But don't attach it to that other person who's no longer in your life and who's no longer able to give you those qualities of love, those aspects of love. So we'll leave there. Think about it. Think about it. If you say you love somebody and they left you, what do you miss? Do you miss the person and all the behavior that they displayed before you broke up? Or do you miss that feeling, that emotion, and you attach it to them? You could attach it to someone else, right? Okay, so we'll leave you there. Have a beautiful, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, so that's Spirit's take on love. I thought that was an interesting take on that old question of, I still love him. You know, no, sorry. No, it's not true. As they said, and I'll have to try to remember that point because I hardly remember what I channel. It's not that you're in love with that person, but you're in love with the feeling, the emotion. I think I read that somewhere in a book, too, but I'm not sure if I did or not. I know a spirit talks about that a lot. I see I have a caller, so we're talking about love. But from the principle of love, the aspects of love, and we'll have some more. And I have some great quotes on love. We'll get into that in a few minutes and what love is all about. Okay, so it's time for do some coaching today. Okay. So I'll take a call. 646. And that number looks familiar. I don't know why. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And whom am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Carrie.
Carrie. So what's going on with Carrie today?
So
what's your question about the principles of love? We're all about love today. What? It's a love day out.
So that's great. Okay. So in the near future, when I get into a new romance, okay,
why not? Have you been asking for it? See, I'm a big law of attraction person, so I'm not going to predict you're going to get married in 6 months or a year. I'm going to say to you, have you put it out there? Are you aligned with love?
Yeah, you know what?
Then why not?
I'm focusing on myself right now, definitely, yeah. So how do I
why
put
not?
It out there?
Why not?
Okay.
Well, you know,
the first
thing I hear for you, love yourself first.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, then it's really a matter of alignment. It just, you know, the right person has to come into your life, so you have to be allowing, not chasing.
Okay.
So how long have you been waiting?
Well, I have been waiting maybe a decade now. It's just me right now. I have some things that got in the way of the process, but I'm back on track.
So
I want to meet Mr. Right this time.
So what are you looking for in a person?
I'm looking for someone that definitely that I'm compatible with, someone that's smart, someone who actually makes me laugh, but someone that's actually different, something that I haven't had experienced before. I want to go to maybe a different territory.
Well, that's different. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that.
So you've been asking for that.
Yeah, I actually have to actually write it out exactly what I wanted to make. I mean, I just been throwing some toss up ideas, but I really want someone that we can get along together very well.
Okay. That's all you need to do. That's all you need. Just ask for that. And allow it to happen. Okay? Take care.
Okay.
Have
all
a
right.
beautiful time.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
Bye
too.
Now. You know, the more you ask, and it's an interesting thing, and I know this is kind of, because I get this all the time from people. Well, when's it going to happen? Or how come I haven't fallen in love with? Now, as she said, I haven't been aligned to be in love. I got all these other things going on in my life, and so I can't find love, right? I'm not available for love. Even if it came and bit me in the the proverbial rear end, I wouldn't be available for it, right? See, I hear that all the time, and I wonder about love, and I wonder about people in relationships, and I've been out there a bit myself. And compatibility is really important, but I would say that compatibility, the area of compatibility that's most important is values, and then second is interests. If you share the same or similar value systems, that makes for a great relationship. So what if you're asking God or the universe or source or whatever you want in a relationship, I want somebody who has compatible values with myself, that our value systems are pretty much in alignment. You know, we might have some differences, but pretty much we're of the same mindset, I guess is a good way of putting it. If you can align with that concept, oh, yeah, that's what I'm really looking for in a relationship. And then interests, things that a person that I could share things with and I would enjoy doing things with. And then we have a similarity in interest. We like a lot of the similar things. You know, our habits are somewhat similar. That's really, really important in a relationship. Now, obviously, there's some kind of attraction that goes on, that chemistry thing, whatever you call it, you know, that euphoria that two people meet there. I don't care what age you are. Chemistry takes place. You can be 18 or 85, but there's a certain spark of chemistry. So that's what you're asking for from the universe. You're asking for that chemistry, that connection with somebody. You're asking for someone in your life who has a similar value system that you do. And I wasn't going to get into relationships because I was talking about the principles of love, and that's what I was talking about earlier. But those are the three main ingredients, and someone you can share. Now, it's good to have differences. Absolutely, positively, 100%, it's great to have differences. But you have to be open to the differences, and you have to want to learn from the differences, and you want to experience new. If a person has different interests than you do, and that's a good thing. It really is a good thing, because what you're doing is you're opening up yourself to new ideas. No two people are 100% alike, and that's a really good thing. You don't want two people to be 100% alike, do you? So that's what we're talking about when we talk about love and being in a relationship. It's you're really asking the universe for your best friend, aren't you? Really? Seriously? Aren't you asking for your best friend? That's what Spirit was talking about a few minutes ago. You could leave it that way. You could ask it and say, I would like my best friend, my partner, to come into my life who I'm attracted to. You know, sometimes relationships start from best friends. You become a best friend with somebody, then after a while, it grows into something more, doesn't it? It just grows and grows because you really trust that individual. You really feel close to that individual. You can rely on that individual. So the romantic part sometimes can grow out of the best friend. Obviously, he's your best friend because you're comfortable with that person. You have a lot of interests that are alike. You share a lot of values. It's amazing, isn't it, what a best friend can do for you and the importance of having a best friend in a relationship. So I would say to somebody, listen, I want a relationship. And then I would tell them, ask the universe for a best friend. Well, there's a little bit of attraction, but a best friend. Somebody you can rely on, somebody you're comfortable with, somebody who you can trust, has somebody who's kind and shares your value systems. Okay, simple. That's it. Done. Done with the relationship part of the whole discussion, right? So we're going to get into some love quotes. Ooh, I love these. And I got an article. Maybe I'll get into the article a little bit instead of the love quotes. This is from Mind Body Green. How do you tell if it's love or just lust? Now, it doesn't matter what age you are. Michelle Alba, okay, is the author. And I don't know Michelle. Oh, this is a couple years old, but it's okay. What does Michelle do? Holistic physical therapist, intuitive healer. Okay, so she's just a very spiritual individual. So just look at the article and you take whatever you want from it and see if it rings true to you or not. Ever wonder if it's truly in love or truly in lust? Interesting thought. Truly in love or truly in lust? Did you know that falling in love actually happens over time? And the journey from initial attraction to deep romantic love is a predictable course that depends on many different factors. Love is an intense feeling of attraction towards another person. It's a profound and caring attraction that forms emotional attachment. That's that best friend thing again. We're back to that. You really respect somebody. You become best friends. You share a lot of values. You share a lot of interests. And you just kind of just like that person. You ever just like somebody? You just feel connected to somebody? Okay. On the flip side is a strong desire of a sexual nature is based on a physical attraction. Lust can transform into a deep romantic love, but it usually takes time. You know, it's nature's way of connecting to people. You know, it's the way of keeping the planet going is to have that lustful feelings towards somebody. Now, that's a physical thing, and it's really kind of fascinating that we attach ourselves. Now, it could be the look of the person. You know, and I'm not going to get into all the gory details about the physical looks and why certain things are certain attracted to certain people and why you're attracted to certain women or certain men. And it depends on your age, of course. But it's a physical thing. Two individuals who transform their lust into love when they get to see the whole individual, their strengths and weaknesses, and get past the fantasy level. Okay, here are the stages, and these according to Dr. Helen Fisher, and I've seen a lot of information from her on this subject, and she's wrote some interesting information on it. So, stage one, lust is the first stage of falling in love. It is driven by desire. The sex hormones play an important role in this stage. According to experts, this stage may begin immediately, can last up to 2 years. What do you think about that? Now, you got to be careful with the two-year thing, right? Because if it lasts 6 months to 2 years, you're in this constant stage of lust, but it hasn't matured, okay? The signs you're in lust, your focus on the physical appearance and the object of your desire. There is a strong desire to have sex, but not deep emotional conversations, right? Notice that point. And that's interesting. Now, can it happen when you're a bit older? Yeah, it can happen when you're a bit older, too. It can happen when you're older, too. Okay? You rather keep the relationship on a fantasy level, not discuss real feelings. You are lovers, but not necessarily friends. Ooh, so you haven't developed that friendship. You haven't developed that area where you can be vulnerable with each other. You can open up to each other. You can share your deep feelings and your concerns about life. You keep it very superficial because it's about lust. Okay, the next stage is stage two. I missed Okay, so this is the love-struck phase, when you spend hours daydreaming about your lover, when you lose sleep or your appetite and you know you're in this phase. Now, I've been there. I know that one. That was a long time ago, but I've been there. The neurohormones that play an important role in the attraction or the infatuation phase are dopamine, neurodopamine, and serotonin. These other hormones that send our heart racing might actually make us feel like we're going insane. What do you think about that? That's that next stage. Now, deep love and attachment. That's stage three. When a couple has gotten to know themselves beyond the courting phase and they get to see the partner's whole personality, including their strengths and weaknesses, and still choose to love and accept each other for who they are, then there's the neurohormone of love called oxytocin that takes over. This is the complement hormone. It's released during orgasm and believed to promote bonding when individuals are intimate. But it also happens when you give a hug to somebody, if you're with somebody, and it can happen with your dogs. Oxytocin is this amazing feel-good chemical. So I say hugging is so important. Or looking in somebody's eyes and giving them a hug, you release in that chemical in your brain, and they release chemical, and it's oxytocin, and that's that feel-good love chemical. It's amazing. So that's where you're going to. And if you can, but that can go on forever. Once you get there, that can go on forever. Amazing. The theory goes on that more sex a couple has, the deeper the bond becomes. Socrates was correct when he said, when there is love, there is madness. Romantic love and addiction share similar brain chemistry. If you're not interested in a serious committed relationship, Dr. Fisher advises not to casually sleep with someone. Really? Because you bond at a different level. You got to bond as friends, basically. If you bond at, what are the signs of true romantic love? Possessiveness, when you desire only one person, you know you are in love. Deep romantic love. When you want to spend quality together other than sex, you want to go do things. You go for walks. You want to go to the movies. You want to share something. You want to go listen to some music. You want to just sit in the same room and read different books and share that sort of thing together, right? You get lost in conversations and forget about the hours passing. You just talk about the future, what your plans and your goals are, but you talk about each other and you talk about what your feelings are, you know. And if people who can't open up to their feelings at some level have a real difficult time with this one, right? They say, especially men, right? You want to honestly listen to each other's feelings and make each other happy or maintain that level of happiness. I love the next point or two. He or she motivates you to be a better person. Isn't that beautiful? They inspire you to be the best person. They say that, you know, behind or beside every great man is a great woman, because they inspire each other to go to that next level, to take on more responsibility. Now, if you're with me on Facebook, I'm going to share this article and you can read it. It's a very cool article and you can read it for yourself. I'm just kind of blitzing through it real quick. You want to meet his or her family and friends. So you're open. You want to create community. You want to create unity amongst each other. You want to create this environment of friends. You know, you love the big dinners together and have everybody over, because you want to expand and show people that you care about each other, right? And you can't stop thinking about that person. You write little love notes. You do all this fun stuff about this person, right? So at this stage, instead of the split between love and lust, your new path lies in the balancing of the two, committed love and red-hot sex, security and excitement, continuity and novelty, safety and adventure, comfort and passion. The happiest couples are the ones that can maintain a balance between lust and love. What do you think? It's a good article. I think it's a great article. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for that balance? I know as you get older, the lust part kind of tails down a little bit, but it really does become about the friendship. It really does become partnership and community and all of these really great things, right? Okay, so we're done with that article. You guys doing? I kind of went off on this subject. I thought it was kind of a cool subject to talk about. So I have a couple minutes left, so let me give you some beautiful love quotes. Okay. I don't know some of these authors, but I just want love yourself. It is important to stay positive because beauty comes from the inside out. I like that. George Sand once said, there's only one happiness in this life, to love and to be loved. What do you think about that? To love and to be loved. And we're not just talking romantic. Okay, so I'm going to flip to another article which I thought was really interesting. The greatest happiness of our life is the conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather loved in spite of ourselves. Victor Hugo. And you like that? The greatest happiness in life is a conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather loved in spite of ourselves. Right? All everything that I understand only because I love. Leo Tolstoy. I like that. All everything that I understand only because I love. I love that. Isn't that a beautiful statement? Yes, it is. Okay, so what are we doing? I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and love to help you. And so if you're interested at all, I can assist you in any way, contact me. My information is on the episode information board, and I'd love to coach you. And as I said, coaching is helping you get to that next place, showing you what you are creating. You know, you put it out to the universe, and the universe is going to feed back to you what you're creating. The lady who called in earlier, she's creating a relationship. She doesn't know it yet. She doesn't have to worry about when it's going to happen. It will happen in the near future. But that's what she's creating. She's creating a relationship. And so what are you creating? And what do you want the universe to kick back to you and say, this is what you're creating? So that's what I want to help you with. So call in. Give me a call. You know, the sessions are – a minimum session is $10. And you might want to talk to one of your ancestors or a spirit guide, or I love to channel, and whatever my spirit guides would have to say to you on a subject, I'd love to do that. I love to do channeled readings, and I'd like to do more of those. So if you're interested, you want to hear from my spirit guides on whatever subject you're concerned about with, please – contact me, and we can do that. We can set up a time. And, yeah, so I got a few seconds left in the show. Let me give you one more quote on love, and then we can talk a little bit more. Okay, from Leyden Israel, and to remember, it is written, to love another person is to see the face of love. I like that, isn't it? Isn't that a cool to see the face of God? Because God is love, right? The universe is love. So it's all about love. Okay, so we're going to pretty much summarize and end it there. And this is just really, really beautiful stuff, isn't it? It's all about love. And so be in love. Tell somebody you love them today. Whoever it might be, just tell somebody you love them. Maybe it's your dog, maybe it's your cat, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your children. But make a point to tell somebody that you love them today. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Go for it. And I will be back on Wednesday. I don't know what the topic will be. I'm working on my book, so maybe I'll take something out of my book and present it to you on Wednesday, and we'll take some calls and have some fun. It's all about having fun anyway. So I love you guys. And have a beautiful rest of your holiday. Hopefully you're doing something fun and interesting today. And we'll talk soon. Bye.